Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Corporate Crossover Podcast, Bound for Success. I'm your host, Kevin Long, bringing you inspiring stories and practical advice from the 15 years of helping business professionals start, build or grow their companies by writing and leveraging a book. Each week, we're going to be exploring the world of leaving the corporate rot and transforming into successful entrepreneurs, making a significant impact in the world of business. So if you're feeling boxed in by your 9-to-5 and dreaming of entrepreneurial freedom, you're in the right place. So let's dive in. Welcome, ambitious listeners, to Corporate Crossover Bound for Success. It's Saturday again. I'm Kevin Long. I'm your host on this journey from the predictable paycheck of corporate life to the dynamic financial landscape of entrepreneurship. And today we're delving deep into a crucial aspect of this transition, financial management. And this episode is crafted to guide business professionals through the crucial financial considerations and the strategies needed when you're transitioning from corporate employment to entrepreneurship. And we're going to highlight the importance of budgeting, cash flow management, funding, risk mitigation, and adaptability. And we're going to be making the leap is not just about chasing a dream, it's about strategically navigating the financial implications to ensure your dream is sustainable. So let's explore how to manage your finances effectively during this pivotal shift. Okay, so the introduction is obviously the financial transition. Now, transitioning from a corporate job to entrepreneurship is a thrilling journey, and I can, you know, attest to that myself. But it's accompanied by significant financial changes. Now, gone are the days of like steady paychecks replaced by the, you know, fluctuating income of business ventures. Understanding and preparing for these financial shifts are crucial for a successful transition from corporate to entrepreneurship. Okay, so first up, let's talk about budgeting and planning. So it's my famous three again, you all know by now, personal budgeting. While still in your corporate job, start adjusting your personal budget to reflect your future entrepreneurial lifestyle. Now, this might mean cutting unnecessary expenses and increasing your savings rate. And then you've got business budgeting, which, you know, you create a detailed business budget. You've got to understand your startup costs, operational expenses, and how long you can sustain your business before it becomes profitable. And obviously, cash cushion or emergency fund, call it what you will, an emergency fund is your financial safety net. You should aim for at least 6 months' worth of living expenses to cover both personal and business emergencies. Okay, so cash flow management, you know, managing cash flow effectively is the lifeblood of your new venture, and certainly any business. Understanding the cash flow. Now, it's not just about profit, it's about the timing of money moving in and out of your business. And you've always must ensure you have a robust system for tracking and managing cash flow. There's lots and lots of softwares on the market now, so it's pretty easy to do. Invoicing and collections. Develop a systematic approach for invoicing and collections to minimize delays in payments. Now, this might include payment terms and follow-up procedures. We do this now in the last sort of couple of years. And we're talking about funding. So starting a business does require capital, even online. And how you secure that capital can significantly impact your venture's initial years. You've got a couple of ways, really. You've got personal savings. So using your personal savings can be the simplest form of funding. But it's important to keep personal and business finances separate. And then you've got external funding. You know, consider other funding options like loans, investors, or crowdfunding now is really popular. Each comes with its pros and cons, you know, it's good and bad and all of it. So research thoroughly, determine the best fit for your business model and your growth plans. And obviously there's financial risk and mitigation. And with entrepreneurship, it definitely comes financial risk. But identifying and mitigating these risks early is key. Now, you know your business, you know what you do. This is the new part that most people sort of struggle with. So it's, you know, it's, you've got to understand it. And diversifying income streams, you know, don't rely on a single client or a product. You've got to diversify your income to safeguard against unexpected downturns and things that we can't control, like, you know, pandemics, wars and things like that. So you've got to be there. And insurance. Invest in insurance to protect against business liabilities and losses. And this can include general liability insurance, property insurance, professional liability insurance, depending on, you know, what your business needs are. Adapting to financial uncertainty, the entrepreneurial journey is inherently uncertain, but embracing and adapting to this uncertainty can foster growth and resilience. And you've got to stay adaptable in your financial planning. You've got to be prepared to pivot your strategies based on market feedback and financial performance. I think market feedback is important. I've built this business and another one very successfully over the last nearly 17 years now on feedback from my clients. I always say, you know, find out what they want and give it to them. Keep it simple. But it's about the continuous learning. You know, I do bang on about this quite a lot, but financial management is an ongoing learning process. You've got to stay informed about financial best practices, tax regulations, and market trends. Obviously, I'm not giving advice. I'm not a professional. But if you see your, you know, your CPA, your accountant, and legal people, they'll put you right. And this is my little part where we, you know, we always say about a, you know, a success story. And Mia, who she transitioned from a corporate marketing director to founding a very successful digital marketing agency, and by maintaining rigorous financial discipline, leveraging a lean business model and focusing on high margin services, Mia navigated her business to profitability within its first year. And this can be done if you set the foundations right and you have a good, successful, proven system that you can follow. So we're there again already. Financial empowerment in entrepreneurship. And, you know, we're going to wrap up today's episode. And just remember that the financial challenges of transitioning to entrepreneurship are surmountable with careful planning, discipline, and a proactive approach to financial management. Embrace the journey and armed with the knowledge that financial mastery is within your reach, and it really is. So again, I just want to say thank you for tuning into Corporate Crossover Bound for Success. Here's to making informed financial decisions that pave the way to entrepreneurial success. So until next Saturday, keep strategizing, keep budgeting, and keep succeeding. Bye for now, and here's to your financial empowerment. Love and light to you all. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Corporate Crossover Podcast, Bound for Success. I want to thank you for joining us on this journey towards entrepreneurial independence. And remember, it's your determination and drive that will make you bound for success. So you never miss an episode, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favourite platform. And for more resources and to connect with us, visit our website at babystepspublishing.com. And if you want to grab a copy of my latest book, just go to linktree.com/thekindleking. Until next time, keep crossing over and keep growing. I'm Kevin Long, signing off.